VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The Algerian state news agency reports that the president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, has resigned. The announcement came on Tuesday, shortly after the defense ministry called on the long-term leader to step down immediately, saying there is no time to waste, following 6 weeks of nationwide protests calling for a change in government. On Monday, the president's office capitulated to the growing protests by announcing he would step down by the end of his fourth term on April 28th. Bouteflika's been in power since 1999. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. Officials in Afghanistan say a military-led counteroffensive has evicted the Taliban from a strategically important district in northeastern Badakhshan province, inflicting heavy casualties on retreating insurgents. The Interior Ministry said in a tweet the clearance operation in the district ended on Tuesday, killing at least 14 insurgents and injuring several others. Britain's parliament is still struggling to come up with an exit plan from the European Union. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Parliament is set to consider this week legislation that would require Prime Minister Theresa May to seek to extend the Brexit process beyond April 12, preventing a no-deal departure. Now, opposition lawmaker Yvette Cooper, one of the bill's sponsors, says we are in a really dangerous situation with a serious and growing risk of no deal in 10 days' time. Cooper adds, if the government won't act urgently, then Parliament must step in. The EU has given Britain until April 12 to come up with a Brexit plan or leave the bloc, but lawmakers have rejected the government's withdrawal agreement and a range of alternatives. Charles Ledesma, London.
This is VOA News. Turkey's governing AKP party is appealing election results in Istanbul and Ankara, claiming irregularities in the voting cost them the mayor's office in both cities. Erdogan, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party, won a majority of votes throughout Turkey in election Sunday, but trailed in Istanbul, the country's economic capital, and Ankara, the country's government capital. President Trump offered mixed signals Tuesday on whether he plans to close the U.S. southern border with Mexico to thwart the surge of undocumented migrants trying to seek asylum in the United States. AP correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president had said he could close the southern border as soon as this week. The White House now indicates that's not going to happen, but closure remains an option, insists Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, unless Democrats help do something to control surging numbers of immigrants.
We're at a breaking point. And they have left the president absolutely no choice.
Delays are mounting at entry points. Sanders says the White House is studying the effects of a border closure on security and commerce. I'm Warren Levinson.
Boeing and the Federal Aviation Administration say more time is needed for a software fix for the troubled 737 MAX airliners. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Boeing and U.S. aviation administrators are indicating more time will be needed to finish changes to a flight control system on the 737 MAX airliners. Boeing was expected to complete the work last week, but an FAA spokesman said Monday the company needs more time to make sure all issues were identified and addressed. The MAX aircraft were grounded around the world in mid-March, following the March 10th crash of an Ethiopian Airlines MAX 8 jet shortly after takeoff. In addition to approval from the FAA once changes are made, Boeing will also need clearance from safety officials in Europe and China. I'm Mike Rossia.
A Democratic-controlled congressional panel on Tuesday subpoenaed a former White House security clearance chief to answer questions about a whistleblower's claims that senior Trump administration officials granted national security clearances to at least 25 people that government reviewers had rejected for an array of reasons. The House Oversight and Reform Committee approved the subpoena to Carl Klein on a party line 22-15 vote after the committee's top Republican, Congressman Jim Jordan, protested, calling the investigation a partisan attack and an excuse to go fishing through personnel files of White House officials. But Democrats, led by the panel's chairman Elijah Cummings, moved ahead with the investigation based on claims by a government security clearance official under both Republican and Democratic presidents. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.